which belong to Moses is the outcome of the process. The process is Moses wants something from Pharaoh, and Pharaoh should accept it, but will not, and we'll see why. Who remembers the main barrier for this guy to accept the good offers? Because Pharaoh has a barrier, has a flaw. What is the flaw? Yes?
Thinks that he's God.
The flaw. Remember in the stories, you don't?
He insults with his prime minister.
His wife, yes. He doesn't listen to his wife. He listens to his prime minister. Means he acts politically. He doesn't even listen to his wife. We'll hear that later. Yes? He wants him to accept that you are not God. That's the only thing that my spirit is demanding from my intelligence is, you are not the God. Everything is not in your control, and it's not supposed to. Because me, I like the things that I control, and I dislike the things I don't control. Don't you wish that everything was controlled by you? Even the movement of black holes and galaxies. You will do the same you did with your life. You will make a mess. That's what will happen. If the universe is happening to you. This is the main thing. He talked about it. He said, remember, this Pharaoh is Pharaoh because of Moses. This Pharaoh becomes rotten when Moses is there. Before Moses being there, there is nothing. You're an animal. As simple as that. And the animal life is very simple, remember? Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce. Period. These are the subjects. What we are talking about here is beyond all this. This one belongs to the logic. But there is the Moses. And Moses is talking about what? Moses was talking about what? Do you remember the lovely paragraph we read last time? When they were talking to each other? Suddenly said, this Pharaoh is talking about the color. And it's a very colorful one. And it's very lovely. But in this lovely, colorful picture, what do you see? Moses fighting Moses. Look at the colorful declaration of right and legality and good or bad in the history of a human being. It's always painted colorfully. What? There are differences between Moses and Moses. The differences between religions is the cause of the major wars of humanity, and we killed in the name of God more than anything else. Why? Because each of us chooses a color, and each of us belongs to a color, and believes in a color, and prefers some color. And guess what? Whenever I say this, you will think about the color, and you will think, so what? Yes, I prefer green, or maybe purple, or whatever. The thing you don't understand is colorlessness. When there is colorlessness, then the Pharaoh and Moses, they co-workers. They agree with each other. So there is this state of mind which is not colored by all those logical colors, because your logic looks for what? Remember how your logic works? If you're a logical person, your logic will analyze, will divide and go to sections and the section of the section to understand, to make pieces, right? The only thing your logic cannot do is put back these pieces of the puzzle and see the big picture. You know nothing about life, but you're living. Because in details you see this. Analysis is the way of logic. The opposite way here, we put everything together. Because at the end, we believe in one picture. One picture that covers everything. And by everything, I mean existence and non-existence. That everything. And by everyone, I mean we, not us. Human being in we. And we in this existence and non-existence. This is how we look at it. This is the vision of Pharaoh. Moses. Moses is here to connect, not disconnect. And because the Holy Book kept quiet about this, or the religious people kept quiet about this, Rumi will make a special story about this, which is one of the most famous stories of this book. Everybody knows about it. Because this Moses, you want to see the flaw of the Moses? It's easy to see. Not with the Pharaoh, because they are too big stuff and you will not see it. We'll change it. There is the story of Moses and a simple shepherd. And the Moses is loser, because Moses goes for logic and the rule. And God will punish him and say, no, that shepherd is in love. That's the exception, and that exception is better than all the rules. This is the Moses. Do not mix up the Moses with God. Moses is a part of you, which is a spirit. And this spirit is here to do what? Over there, directly, God will get angry and will say, you, Moses, you did not come here to divide. You are here to connect. And that's the simplest way to look at it. So he reminded us about this and said, listen, remember, why are we here? Is it easy to remember why are we here? If I tell you once for all, the reason that we are here is to do something. We are here for a mission. Do you remember the mission? You have to. Let's say you're listening to this for the first time, okay? This mission is very clear. We'll send someone to a prophet and we'll ask the prophet, oh, why God created us? The prophet will go up there and will come back and will say, God replied, said, I was a hidden treasure and I liked it to
be known.
You know. Therefore, I created these human beings to be famous by them. To put it simple, we are here to find the hidden treasure of this universe, which is the real meaning of the meaning of the meaning of this universe. And he himself said he created us for this and will help us to this. He said, okay, that is the treasure. But when I said the treasure, you thought about what? A lot of physical values. This is how you lose that treasure. Because these values, these real values, is coming from where? The lady. When you say treasure, the lady will say yes. You see, the lady was talking about why we don't have a lot of stuff. Why we are not rich and famous. So, money and fame is something that this lady is looking for. That's why this lady will not understand the treasure I'm looking for. That treasure I'm looking for is a meaning of the meaning, which will happen in a way in the meaning of me and will change everything. That was the treasure. Then he said, let me explain the philosophy you have, your philosophy is in a way that